Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to come together in your name. We thank you for brothers and sisters in Christ that you've placed here in this congregation, this church. We bless and we honor and we adore you. We bless you together for all that you've done and all that you are doing. And we are so encouraged when we see how you've been busy and working in our lives. Receive honor tonight, and we give all of the praise to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I sat down this afternoon and I was thinking, you know, it's been almost a year and a half since I've been here in this church. This is already May, and I believe that I started preaching here really almost 2 years ago, off and on, as Brother Billy had me to come in the January Bible study. And then, of course, you remember, as the church called me and had entertained the possibilities of my serving as interim pastor here. And then, of course, officially, that you had called me to be your pastor last July. And I want to stand up before you tonight, and I want to thank the Lord, and I want to bless Him for His mercy that He has extended to us in our lives. And I want to testify of that. I thank the Lord for God's mercy when I think about how He'd opened the door here at Calvary Baptist Church. We returned from Germany in the fall of 2004 after having spent a disappointed short time in that nation in a church that took much out of us when we think about how they responded to the things of Christ. And we plugged ourselves in the Glenwood Baptist Church on the Sand Springs line, and that was the congregation that was really the Lord used in our lives to bring me to faith in Christ. And I remember there the months that we spent there at Glenwood Baptist Church. At the same time, no doubt I was wondering, and oftentimes I wondered and I was asking the question, Lord, are you done? Are you done with me? And I remember that at times where I was just, with hardly any view of what the future would hold. And I had remembered, asked the pastor up there at Glenwood, I said, Pastor, you're going to have to give me something to do. I want to teach the Sunday school class, and of course occasionally I would preach here and there, and oftentimes there was another couple of times that I'd gone to Germany for a season of 3-4 weeks at the time. But at the same time, that it was just, in all of it, I really wondered, was the Lord done with us, or with me? And then you remember how the Lord opened the door here at Calvary and how He has introduced me to Calvary. And via the providence of God, through Joel's father's passing away, and the Lord, because of the Wheeler's connection, that I was able to do that funeral, and there reacquainted my relationship with Mobile, that we'd gone back some 30-some-odd years, and how in all of that, the Lord in His providence, and I think some the watches had a part to play in that as well. Little did I know at that time that former pastor Billy Green, he loves watches. And I mean, if he's got one watch, he's got 50. And he just wherever he goes, he likes watches. He's, you know, like old cars. The only thing is with the cars and the old watches are, you can put all of the watches in the drawer. And how the Lord introduced me to Brother Billy and how He introduced me to you here. And that in that, the Lord began to work to to be involved. And when I think about that period of time of a couple of years there, that I remember that what we were talking and praying about, Frankie and I, we've talked about and praying about, that it was good to be back home. You know, we traveled, we burned up the road between Oklahoma City and Sand Springs for 15 years. And we're talking about miles and miles and miles whenever we had the opportunity to come to be with family. And our hearts and our desire was to be used, and we prayed, Lord, would you put us in a place that we can serve you and be close to our family, to our children and grandchildren? Would you put us in a church where we could serve you right in our community? Now, folks, that's a pretty tall order in it when you think about that. We're saying, Lord, would you please place us in our community where our family is? And then as the Lord opened the door here at Calvary Baptist Church, that as the time that we spent here, that he placed us in the church that has the same direction, with the same heart, and the same conviction as mine, and particularly as I had an opportunity to come and to preach to you some, I guess off and on, almost a year before you decided that you were going to call me. And I had ample opportunity to preach what I felt that the Lord had laid on my heart, and you guys had, in spite of all of that, said, that's what we want. And I want you to know that I'm standing before you with thanksgiving, that as I reflect back this last year and a half, and even though I've only been your official pastor since last July, that I thank the Lord for the fact that when I get behind this pulpit, that I come behind this pulpit with a freedom that I enjoy, an honesty and a boldness, and that I'm not holding back the truth, and that you see that I know that the Lord has given Calvary Baptist Church a heart and a desire that you desire to hear the Word of God, and I thank the Lord for that. And that is a big, big statement, and it is a response, your response to the truth, and that you've said that that's what we want. And when I look at this passage that I read, and it is brought out in me, you see, when I think about it's brought out in me a who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now I'm going to be 65 years old my next birthday. But I want you all to know, I don't feel like a 65-year-old. And I approach my sermons, I don't go to my sermon box and pull out a card and a file that I says, well, I'm going to take that one and I'm going to preach it. But I tell you how I approach the Word of God, and I thank the Lord for that. I approach it with a freshness and a desire to glean from the Word of God. And that, you see, there is a desire to study and then to come, and an eagerness to come and to stand before you and to preach it, because you see there is something that the Lord has given us here, a desire and an appetite to hear and listen to the Word of God. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, you know, that may not mean much to us, but there are very few people, you see, that can stand in pulpits today and that would say, and thus saith the Lord, without compromising, boldly declaring it, without catching some kind of flag to say, Pastor, back off, and Pastor, no, and Pastor, we don't want to hear that. Because I really believe that we are in a day that, as the Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that the day will come where they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they're not able to endure sound doctrine. But I want to say to you, I have not sensed that here in this church, and you don't know what that means to me. I thank the Lord for not only placing us here in our community, But I want to thank the Lord for also adding to our church my family. Lord, will you place us in a community where we can have our children close to us? We never prayed, Ken, Lord, will you place us in the church and will you add our children to the congregation? And I want you to know I feel somewhat awkward with that, and I don't apologize for it. That because of the fact that I was been trying to make some changes in the life of the church, that you see some of the changes are hard to be understood, but why are we making changes? We're making changes because of the fact that we believe it is for the better for those who are in the church, and that we're desiring that all who come and are a part of Calvary Baptist Church, that they would know the Lord Jesus in the saving way. And so I want you to know, I want to just say that for the benefit of Eric and Missy this morning. That because of the changes that it appeared, you see, even this morning, that when I told Eric and Missy, I want to visit with you next week, and I did not present them to you this morning, that I know that it was awkward for me and it's awkward for them, but at the same time, I must be true to the fact that when we do something to one, we must do it to all. But I want you all to know this, family. And I want you all to know, listen to me, all of you members of Calvary Baptist Church, that my family, as the Lord brings our family, that they're going to be as much a church member as anybody else. And that the Word of God is the standard and the Lord Jesus is the head, and I'm going to be their pastor as I'm going to be the pastor of everybody else. But I want you to know I am so grateful for adding my family and my children and my grandchildren to the church, and that I can say with Frankie, I have no greater joy to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And I thank the Lord and I bless the Lord for that. But more than that, I thank the Lord, as you see, as He has been in the last year, no doubt the Lord has been working in our midst. And that no doubt that the Lord has added not just my family, but the Lord no doubt is busy about adding other families to our congregation. And that there is a real appetite and a desire that is just a marvelous thing to see, that when you begin to cook, and you all have used that, I've used that illustration, that I delight cooking, I wrote down on my notes. You say, what has that got to do? Well, I delight cooking the Word of God and then come and bring it and stand before you. And that when there is that heart to see people to say, that's the Word of God, by all means, it is good. We're here to listen to it. We want to hear it. And has it not been a wonderful testimony of the grace of God for the fact that you see that He is bringing to us and to our congregation? Isn't it wonderful to see the young couples with their children that are coming? And my prayer is this, Lord, will you add them? Will you add them as you see fit? Will you add them to our congregation? And then, Lord, will you help us that we might bring all of them, young and old alike, that we bring them along and that we would edify and build them up in the faith, and that as the family-driven faith study, that all that we do here at Calvary will have far-reaching consequences in lives of people, and that it would not just be a short-lived flash to ash situation, but that we can truly say it is God that is at work in our lives. God is busy about it, and I stand before you and I bless and I thank Him for it. It is a marvelous testimony of the grace of God, and I thank Him for being a part of that. I thank our Lord for answered prayers. I thank our Lord for adding as He is pleased. I thank our Lord for all that He has done, and I thank our Lord for all that He is doing. I thank Him and I thanked Him for you. And so when I look at the last 2 years, and when I look and see all of the events that are a part of our lives, that I cannot get away from the fact that I stand before you, and I want to say with the Psalm of David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." The other day I was at the barber shop out there at Manford. The barber knows me. He, as a matter of fact, it was because of Joel's father that I met him. And he knows that at that time that I did Joel's father's funeral. And so in the meantime, I keep on going out there. An old-timey barber shop, they still cut hair like hair is supposed to be cut. And they still have conversations like the old-timey barber shops. And one of the things that I so delight in is this, is that as I'm sitting in the barber shop and in the chair and the man is busy cutting my hair, and he asked me, he said, "How is the church doing?" And I tell you what, I just delight in the fact. I'm sitting there and I'm hoping, well, when is he going to ask? And so I'm sitting there, and what am I doing? I'm pointing my finger at God. God is doing a great thing. God is doing a wonderful thing. And God is working in the lives of people. God is putting a desire in a heart in parents and young people. God is raising up families with hearts and desires to raise their kids. God is adding to. And God is saving some. And God is blessing His Word. And you see, I have to be very careful here is that I don't get into the way of what I'm trying to say. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord and forget not His benefits. And I want to say to you, we cannot and we must point our finger at Him. And you see, the testimony time is not something that is simply restricted to us here on Sunday nights or on Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings. But you see, the testimony time is this, is that whenever we're out in the highways and byways and hitches, and whenever there is something going on, as I was thinking about Travis and Tracy, and I don't know who all went up there to the sandwich shop, and they're buying sandwiches, and the lady that's fixing the sandwich, she's saying, "What is it about you all? Why are you so happy?" And he says, "Well, we belong to the Lord Jesus." And so he gives a testimony of the fact that why he is what he is, and that's really what it's all about. And so when people ask me, "How is your church doing?" that I say, "Well, that's the Lord's church. The Lord is doing a wonderful thing and a mighty thing. And it is all by His grace, and it's all by His Spirit, and it's all with His Word. And He's blessing our lives more than we can even express." And so I want you to know, at my 65 years old, I'm like, my youth is renewed, and there is a vigor and a vibrancy of, there is a heart and a desire. Lord, I hope I get to be 85 and that I can preach the truth, and that I would have a congregation that will say, "Preach the truth." And that the Lord will bless it to our lives. And that's what's happening here at Calvary Baptist Church. Is that not a marvelous thing? And so I want to encourage you, as you have opportunity, and as Peter says, and that we have an opportunity that we might give an account of the hope that lies within us, and that we would freely talk about the things of the Lord, and that the pastor and all of the other things are just really the effects of what God is doing in our lives. And so I thank the Lord for that. Eric and Missy, we thank the Lord for leading you our way. And next Sunday, you're going to stand up here and I'm going to ask you, are you ready to go to work? And you know what's going to happen. If you're not a member of Calvary Baptist Church, maybe the Lord is leading you our way. You say, what do I need to do to be a member of Calvary Baptist Church? There's a prerequisite of that. You must know the Lord Jesus in a saving way. You must, by the grace of God, have come to the place where you've seen that you are wrong and that He's right, that He's holy and that He's righteous and that you are sinful. You must have come to the place, you see, that my way of doing it is wrong, and I'm going to turn in repentance and have a change of mind and look to the Lord Jesus by faith to say, not I, but Him. For me He lived, for me He died. For me is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. I'm going to trust and follow Him by faith. The prerequisite for church membership is that you have faith in Christ and that you've gone through the baptismal water, not to be saved, but a testimony in raising the flag of the Lord Jesus, that you're not ashamed to identify yourself with Him and who He is and what He has done for you. And then you see a prerequisite for church membership is this, is that you're willing to say, it is with this crowd and with this local congregation that we want to press onward and go forward. I want them to go with me. I want them to be by my side and to say, let's go. And that when I get discouraged, that they will say, come on. And that if they get discouraged, that I can say, come on. And that mutually we're going to look to the Lord Jesus together by faith with the eye on the prize. And that when we stand before Him and see Him, as the songwriter says, then shall I fully know how much I really owe. And so if you're not a member of Calvary Baptist Church and some of these things, if you got any questions about that, say, you know, Brother Robert, I'd like to become a church member. I'd like to sit down and talk with you about it. And may the Lord lay that on your hearts. Any other word tonight? We've started late. We're going to get out early. Okay. Let's stand. Let's sing the first stanza of the hymn of the month, and then we're done.